Continental Confidence.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Our friends in Europe are slowly regaining their sang-froid about this recession. A measure of business and consumer confidence in the Eurozone has risen again this month. Meanwhile, Britain's latest GDP figures are out this morning. They're marginally better than expected, but there's no sign of widespread rejoicing in the UK, as Stephen Beard reports from London.
The UK economy shrank by 0.7% in the second quarter of this year, but that figure is only 0.1% better than expected, well within the margin for statistical error. And Britain's performance still compares badly with that of its main European competitors. France and Germany have already pulled out of recession. The Brits have another reason to fret. They're still reeling from some terrible figures for business investment, economist Andrew Hilton.
Investment fell off a cliff. It was down to a 44-year low last month, and that's kind of scary because business investment is a good leading indicator of where the overall economy is going.
He says since Britain is groaning under the weight of government and household debt, the best forecast for the UK is a long, slow and anemic recovery. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
As for European stock markets, they're up. The cosmetics company L'Oreal says it thinks retailers are done cutting back on orders. L'Oreal shares are positively glowing. European markets are up about 1%. Asian markets were modestly higher. Honda said it's on pace for a double-digit increase in auto sales in August. On Wall Street yesterday, it was a light summer day of trading. The S&P 500 grew 0.3%, NASDAQ up 0.2%. The Dow made its 8th straight advance, up 0.4%, 37 points to 9,580. The Newspaper Association of America says advertising sales shrank last quarter by 29%. That leaves publishers with $2.8 billion less in revenue than they had at the same time last year. In the TV industry, the talk is about the risks of reality shows. You may have heard about a contestant on a VH1 reality dating program. She was murdered by her ex-husband, who fled to Canada and committed suicide. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports VH1 is taking the incident seriously and rethinking its approach.
I'm pouring cranberry juice all over Brandy C, and she's just like carrying that movie, just rubbing it in like it's just blood on her face.
This is standard fare in reality TV's formula of stick them in a room and make them fight for love or money. But when the real-life plot turned from steamy to seedy, the network pulled the plug on two shows, Megan Wants a Millionaire and I Love Money, featuring the suspected murderer. One reason could be advertisers getting skittish about all the drinking and fighting and bleeping on these shows. But will VH1 tone down the rest of its lineup?
I doubt it.
John Taplin teaches media at USC's Annenberg School for Communication.
It's really cheap programming, and there's so many people desperate to be on television for free.
VH1 president Tom Calderon told the LA Times he is looking to broaden the brand with more redemptive shows. One follows former Dallas Cowboy Terrell Owens reinventing himself as a Buffalo Bill. Andy Dennert writes the blog realityblurred.com about the TV genre. He doesn't expect much to change.
I doubt you're going to see VH1 do a 180-degree turn and just abandon this ridiculously successful format.
One thing that will change, though, better vetting of contestants. Annenberg's John Taplin says that's so another violent criminal doesn't get on and possibly win. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
American Public Media presents the Scratchpad blog. Host Scott Jagow keeps you updated on business news worth talking about. Available daily at marketplace.org.
Yesterday, shares of the insurer AIG shot up 33% on word the company's new CEO, Robert Ben-Moshe, is extending an olive branch to the controversial founder of the company, Hank Greenberg. Marketplace's Steve Henn joins us now live from Washington. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
So how does the poster child of everything that went wrong on Wall Street become a stock market darling?
Well, Bill, it looks like some investors really like Ben-Moshe and his entire attitude. You know, he took the helm of AIG earlier this month. A few days later, the firm released its first quarterly profit in 2 years. And he's not cowed by the AIG label. He's been inviting reporters to his villa in Croatia. And he said he won't sell the company's assets at fire sale prices. But his first move was to reach out to Hank Greenberg and try to make peace.
Yes. Why is Hank Greenberg back in the news? He left years ago.
Well, back in 2005, you might remember he was pushed out in an accounting scandal. And earlier this month, he settled some of those charges with the SEC, paying a multi-million dollar fee. He's still being investigated, though, by the New York State Attorney General. And, you know, for most of the last year, he's been sort of a voracious critic of AIG's executives and the company. So Ben Moshe apparently decided he'd rather have Greenberg as an ally than an adversary. He told reporters he's been asking for Greenberg's advice, and despite Greenberg's problems, Ben Moshe thinks he can still help with some of the solutions.
And how does all this help AIG?
Well, despite Greenberg's baggage, he's still a very savvy Wall Street player. And many investors and analysts believe, you know, a detente with Greenberg could help Ben Moshe and AIG raise new sources of private money.
Marketplace's Steve Henn joining us from Washington. Thank you, Steve.
Sure thing.
And finally, a Scottish farmer has set a world record, most money ever paid for a sheep. People who were there say the auction room went silent as farmer Jimmy Douglas paid the equivalent of $380,000 for one tup. I didn't know this. A tup is an uncastrated male sheep, and the average one goes for $3,000. But a reporter for the Scotsman newspaper says this one is, quote, an incredibly chunky animal with a tremendous back end on it. The reporter says big bets on livestock can be risky. Farmers apparently still talk about the time 40 years ago when one of them paid $100,000 for a sheep that was then found to be infertile. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. We'd like to hear your story. I bet you can top that. Let us know how the recession has forced you to start over. That's our question on our trading floor at our website, marketplace.org. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.